931-627-4300. Everybody, welcome back into the show. Second half hour here on this Hump Day Wednesday, October 8th edition. This segment brought to you by our buddy and friend team over at Northern Michigan RV, Tony and his team over there. They have a phenomenal inventory prepped and ready to go. Now, if you want to go deer hunting this year and absolutely have the best time hunting some remote area of the state. Whether it's downstate, they are hunting like crazy down there. The corn has fed the deer, and they have major herds downstate. St. Clair County, Macomb County, Ionia, Ingham, Lansing area. I had somebody text me a picture. They actually had a buck walking right down Main Street near the Capitol. They took a picture and texted it to me. Said, hey, Trucker, can you send some of your hunting friends down here? They're walking the streets of downtown Lansing. Here's what you do. This is so simple. I want you to call Northern Michigan RV. Their phone number is 989-448-8700. Or go to their website, northernmichiganrv.com. Now, what you got to do is you need to find out your vehicle, the one you currently have. I don't care if it's a small SUV, a larger SUV, a pickup truck, even a car. Even a small car. I want you to call them, talk to Tony and his team sales members over there, and tell them what kind of vehicle you have. Don't have a hitch? No problem. They can put a hitch on any vehicle. They can get your lights, harness lined up, lit up for you, no problem. Based on the vehicle you already have, what inventory prepped, ready to go, same-day delivery, could I come down and look at something? They'll tell you whether it's Coachman, Jayco, Hidden River, Forest River, Keystone, all their different lines. They'll look through their inventory, and based on your current vehicle, they'll tell you what to come and look at. Go down, negotiate the best deal you can find. If you're a veteran, mention you're a veteran, you get $500 off your final deal. Go deer hunting with your own little camper, your own little travel trailer, your pickup camper, whatever it is you end up getting. Get up early in the morning because you've parked right where near, close by where you're going to go hunting. Get up early. 2:33 in the morning, get out there where you want to hunt, sit there, watch the sun come up. After you get through mid-morning, probably about 10:30 maybe, if you haven't seen anything by then, you're not going to. So what you do is you go back, you get yourself a little lunch, go into town, maybe go to the local restaurant, the local diner, get yourself a lunch. Come back, get into your brand new trailer, little camper, and take your siesta. Take that nap, set your alarm so that you get up roughly about 2:30, 3 o'clock, 3 o'clock in the afternoon. Make sure you bring your water with you. You're good to go. Get back out there to your blind and hunt until dark. Go back and you've got your own camper, your own bed, your own pillows, your own towels in your camper. most of these, even the little units, have a shower. Go into town, have some dinner, go back and go to sleep. And do it all over again until you get that big, beautiful dough in the morning. This can be done, folks, with very little down, $5 a day. Some of these campers, trailers I'm looking at online, because I'm looking at their website right now, Northern Michigan RV, they can get you financed for less than $150 a month. What do I do with the trailer, Randy, when I'm done hunting? Bring it back and put it in your driveway. As long as it has a license plate on it, you can park it on the side of your garage or on the side of your driveway. Family members want to come up for Thanksgiving, you got an extra bedroom. When it gets colder out, we're all going to take our units back to Northern Michigan RV when Tony tells me when they're going to do it and have their winterization weekend. Thursday, Friday, and Saturday. We'll get them winterized. You're good to go. You can park them anywhere for the winter. If they're small enough, I highly recommend a cover for it. At a bare minimum, maybe a tarp. Secure it right there on the side of your garage, in the backyard, wherever you want to put it. Or, better yet, be prepared to be able to take that bad boy down south in January and February. Break up this cabin fever. Break up this horrific winter we're about to have. Get the heck out of here and go get a suntan. Come back March. This is so simple to do, folks. It's unbelievable what these little trailers have in them now. Solar panels. It's unbelievable. So, again, give them a call, 989-448-8700. Tell them your current vehicle. Tell them what you got. And then tell them to line up some inventory, schedule an appointment, and go down and see it. You can tow some of these little tow behinds. They're so cute. They're so little. You can pull them with a car. You don't need a big pickup truck. You don't need a big, you know, Suburban or, you know, Yukon. You can pull this with a car. If they know what you have, they'll show you the products just for you. And be sure to mention that Trucker Randy sent you. They'll give you a great deal and they'll take care of you. NorthernMichiganRV.com. Again, the phone number, 989-448-8700. Again, don't forget, tell them I sent you. Well, guess what? We finally know the number. Yes, we do. $81 billion. $81 billion signed behind closed doors, not in front of the media, by Governor Gretchen Whitmer yesterday. Not a 7, an 8. Really, you Republicans? You couldn't find $2 billion to get it down to 79. You just had to have an 8 in front of it. Governor Gretchen Whitmer yesterday signed an $81 billion fiscal year 2026 budget behind locked doors of her ceremonial office with the four legislative leaders who crafted the final deal. A total of 14 bills that made up the mechanics, with their primary focus of putting out, providing for, paying for $1.85 billion in road funding package, along with other assorted changes that were signed in the what they call the omnibus bill. House Bill 4706 and the school bus, the school aid fund, Senate Bill 166. With natural resource trust fund projects also included, the governor signed as many bills today as she had done yesterday that she had done in the prior 9 months of this year combined. That's how little bill passage this legislative session has been able to pass. The message coming from the governor's office outside of crafting a long-term road funding deal, as well as expanding the RX Kids cash payment program for pregnant mothers and newborn babies, was on the tax cuts plan that was baked into the 375 pages. As has been done at the federal level, the state budget now eliminates taxes on tips, overtime, and Social Security income, which will save hundreds of thousands of dollars for seniors and working class families in taxes. The governor's office is also roping in the phase-in of the earned income tax credit increase. Also included is the retirement income tax exemption phase-in, which was passed two budgets ago. Well, this is now part of the messaging that Governor Gretchen Whitmer said in her comments. Quote, "This balanced budget delivers on the kitchen table issues that will make a real difference in people's lives." Whitmer wrote in the lead quote of the press release announcing the bill signing, saying, "Our budget fixes the damn roads." There she goes, got to talk like a trucker. "Cuts taxes for seniors and working families, funds first responders, secures core health care services that millions of Michiganders rely on, protects our air, our lakes, and land, and increases government efficiency to save taxpayers time and money." Democratic lawmakers have their highlights. Republicans have their highlights. The governor signed it. So we're going to get into how the Democrats are spinning it, how the Republicans are spinning it, and then what is actually the truth. We're going to do all that in final segment of hour number one. We'll be right back.
Hey everybody, it's Trucker Randy, the Yo-Yo Diet King. I've literally lost hundreds of pounds in my life. Slim Fast in the 90s, Nutrisystem in 2000, South Beach, Superfoods, they all worked in the short term, only to gain it all back, plus some. Now that I'm 65, I really wanted to find a program that would increase my metabolism to burn my belly fat, bring my hormones back to my younger days without any exercising. Then I met Missy of MyPure Health Solutions. She explained how her program does exactly what I was looking for. Go to TruckerRandyHealth.com, follow my journey with Missy, and see that I dropped 22 pounds of body fat in the first 14 days without exercising and eating real foods. Again, go to TruckerRandyHealth.com and schedule a free consultation, or call Missy at 269-964-4044. Let Missy change your metabolism just like she's changed mine. Do it today.
Life is a wonderful journey, from fresh beginnings and future adventures to all the best life has to offer. Along this incredible journey, you want to safeguard what's most important to you. Hi, I'm Tristan Cole, your local Farm Bureau insurance agent, and I'm always nearby to help protect you and your loved ones along the way. Let's talk about your journey and protecting what matters most. Call me at 231-533-6489 or visit me online at TristanCole.com. We're Farm Bureau Insurance, Michigan's insurance company.
If you have pain in your neck, back, shoulders, elbows, wrists, hands, hips, knees, or feet, Chiropractic Services in Sheboygan has a robotic deep tissue laser treatment for you. This technology relieves pain, inflammation, and promotes healing. Experience fast robotic deep tissue laser pain relief at a special price. Call us Monday through Wednesday to schedule an appointment at 231-627-4300. Again, 231-627-4300.
Are you sick and tired of the same old political talking points with no real solutions? Inaction isn't leadership. It's time for new leadership in Michigan's 1st District. Someone with fresh perspectives, new ideas, and a willingness to listen to the people they serve. It's time for change. I'm Justin Michael, and I'm running for U.S. Congress to put Northern Michigan and the Upper Peninsula back on track. Let's bridge the divides together. Paid for by Justin Michael for Congress.
Financing in Michigan needs to be fixed. Axe My Tax is a citizen's ballot initiative that would eliminate all property taxes in Michigan. Stop the theft of our homes, farms, and businesses by corrupt governmental entities and their outrageous spending. Help us make Michigan affordable to businesses and families once again. Go to axemytax.org, sign the petition, circulate petitions, and donate to help us fix our great state. Stop the stealing that's going on in Lansing. Join us. Go to axemytax.org.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back into the show. Final segment of hour number one. Democratic lawmakers are highlighting the changes made in the state's Medicaid taxing system that will allow it to continue to collect federal matching funds despite the reforms that were made in the federal bill, the One Big Beautiful Bill Act, done in Washington. Democrats are also bragging, highlighting the fact that this budget preserves the free school breakfast and lunch program. Also, now because of the RX Kids program, checks to pregnant women, $1,500, to help them prepare for their new child while also providing them up to $500 monthly as a stipend for their child's first year of their life. $1,500 up front, $500 a month for a year, which is $6,000, plus $1,500, $7,500 per pregnant woman. Now, the Republicans, along with the governor, Gretchen Whitmer, they're trumpeting the fact that they have created $1.85 billion dedicated directly to road funding. This will keep road builders jobs here in Michigan. They won't leave the state to go find work in other states. And we'll get these projects going in the spring. Republicans are also touting the fact that they were able to eliminate 1,800 state employee jobs positions that were on the books but not filled. And also the fact that they defunded the governor's job creation pot called the Strategic Outreach and Attraction Fund, the SOAR Fund. Well, the bill signing was closed to the press. No media was allowed in. However, Speaker Matt Hall said in his press conference later that there were people in the bill signing that should not have been in the bill signing. And then there were people that were not at the bill signing that should have been there. Well, I know he's talking about people that are there that shouldn't have been there. Probably Senate Majority Leader Winnie Brinks, because she contributed absolutely zero to this process. Paul went on to say that he believes that there are yet another 3,000 ghost employees to eliminate next year. Yeah, next year. They're already looking at next year's budget. we believe and we think the fiscal year 2027 budget should come in much earlier than it did this year for fiscal year 2026. We need to get to work on identifying more of these quote-unquote ghost employees. Halstead earmarks in this year's budgets are down to only $168 million. Compared to last year's budget when the Democrats were in control, when they had $1.3 billion. $1.3 billion. So basically, cut it by what? 85, 87%? Paul said Democrats were forced to choose between pork barrel spending and maintaining programs under the Whitmer administration for another year. He gave an example of the grants for the Arts Council and said someday that funding won't be there anymore at all. That program will come to an end, which is again going to be part of our trajectory to eliminate more and more spending, waste, fraud, and abuse in the future. I know the Democrats, okay? What I can tell you is the Democrats will spend every dollar available if you let them. And we wouldn't let them in this year's negotiations. Also, little sideline note, no line item vetoes took place in either budget. When the governor signed it and submitted it to the Office of the Great Seal. Well, in closing and wrapping up this budget talk, once and for all, for this year, here on this Wednesday, October 8th, 2025 date, Governor Gretchen Whitmer had this to say. I am so grateful to the legislators on both sides of the aisle for coming together to get this done. Amidst so much uncertainty caused by the chaotic tariff strategy, of course, she's got to, you know, get a gig into Trump, and a national government shutdown, Michigan is showing everyone how to get things done. In the weeks and months ahead, we will build on this momentum. We will come together on common sense tools to create and retain good paying jobs. End quote, said Governor Gretchen Whitmer. Passing her second to the last budget in her governorship. The only one we have to suffer through is next year. And then she is done. Thank you, God, for term limits. Hour number two of today's show will be right back.
Thank you for listening to Your Defending Fathers with Trucker Randy Bishop.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, CEO of MyPillow. I support this show, and I would like to offer you our biggest discounts for listening. So please go to our website, MyPillow.com, and put in the promo code at the end of this message to get the biggest discounts. Again, thanks for listening, and God bless.
Thanks, Mike. Folks, go to MyPillow.com and enter the promo code TRUCKERRANDY or call 800-654-9659.
Come see the largest outdoor event and concert venue in North America, Liberty Mountain, USA in Farwell, Michigan. Saturday, October 11th. Gates open at 4, tours start at 5. Live